You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. It's your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're in the middle of a sermon, something I just preached this last Sunday. We're looking today at this. This was a shocking message. The Lord stepped on a lot of toes this week. As we look at the lukewarm church, you see, you could find yourself in any one. There was more than seven churches. Come on now. There was more than seven churches when he said, write down these and bring these deliveries to the angels or messengers or pastors of these seven churches. No, there's more to that number seven than that. This is all inclusive. This spans all the church age up until he comes back. And the last church age, I believe, is the one that's going to be in operation and ministering when he comes back. Now, what in the world has happened to this church? You could find yourself in any one of these seven churches, from a loveless church that doesn't greet anyone when they come in, to a dead church, to a compromising church, to a faithful church. That's where we were last week, the faithful church that had the blank check from the Lord Jesus Christ. Not today. We're looking at the lukewarm church. Now, this is part two of this message, the lukewarm church.
He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that in all things he might have the preeminence. So church, believe me, it's important what you believe. Don't be deceived. And please don't think I'm making a mountain out of a molehill. Because if Jesus Christ is a created being, then he's not God, because God is not a created being. It matters what you believe. You can't believe Jesus Christ was created. If he was, then he's not God. And if he's not God, he is God. If you don't believe that, you're in error and you need to change. This is what the devil's always done from the beginning, is deceive people on who Jesus is. They never fight about anything else but who Jesus is. If you buy into one deception, you're not a Christian when it comes to Jesus and who he is. See how important one word is? Better dig a little deeper before you believe that muck, that Jesus is the angel Michael, like they would tell you, and a created being. Michael didn't row my boat ashore. But Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is God. He said, those that have seen me have seen the Father. Everyone straight with this? Okay, Jesus Christ is God. He's God the Son. He said, before Abraham was, ego eimi. And then verse 59, it says the Jews picked up stones to throw at him. Why? Because he just called himself Jehovah. Jesus Christ is God. He's not a created being, but he's not God the Father. We believe in the Trinity here at this church. Okay, verse 15. Let's get started on this sermon. I won't keep you long. Verse 15, I know your works, that you're neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. All right, why does the word could here? Why? Because of what type of word this is in Greek. In Greek, this is an interjection of an unattainable wish. Meaning, if it would do any good, I would. I could wish you were hot or cold. The translators were faithful to how that word is structured. I could wish. Like Romans 9:5, where Paul says, I could wish that I myself was accursed from Christ on account of my brothers. If it would do any good, he said, I would rather be cursed from God, anathema, if exchanged for that, if all the Jews would be believers. So that's why you see this, I could wish. So then, verse 16, Revelation 3:16, so then, because you are, I like this, because you are, then he says, I will. Because you are, I will. Because you are this, I will do this. Because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. What describes the church today? Lukewarm. Literally, I was looking up this word this morning. The word means tepid, used to induce vomiting. Also, the city was known for lukewarm water, too. That made you sick if you drank it. Lukewarm. Lukewarm spiritually is to be the same temperature as your surroundings. Having one foot in the kingdom and one foot in the world. Now, the great preacher of old, G. Campbell Morgan, wrote, lukewarmness is the worst form of blasphemy. Lukewarmness is the worst form of blasphemy. See, he can handle it if you're hot. He can even handle it if you're cold. But to be lukewarm in what you do, it just makes him sick. He says, you make me want to vomit. Tough words, but now I didn't just pick this out for you visitors. This is where we're at, right? I've got a witness, last Sunday's sermon. Faithful church, if you were here last week, I would have told you, you've got a blank check from Jesus Christ to the faithful church. A blank check signed by him to go out here and do whatever you will in Jesus' name. Psalm 1:1, whatsoever he does shall prosper. If you find yourself in the faithful church, that's what he's got. That's what you have. A blank check proverbially. The Midas touch. Prayers answered. People you pray for, the Lord answers them all the time. Might not be in your time. So this week, this is where we're at. Lukewarmness is the worst form of blasphemy. Hear me, church. The Lord Jesus hates it when you're lukewarm and just go through the motions. I love my old Thompson Chain reference Bible. The Bible shows the theme in the margins of every portion of Scripture in the entire Bible. And guess what Dr. Thompson has in his margins to describe lukewarm? The main one he has is half-heartedness. And then this list as well. Half-hearted, indifferent, backsliding, formalists, self-righteous, spiritual pride, and self-deceived. A few questions would only be natural. Three questions. What is half-heartedness? Number two, what makes a person half-hearted? Number three, what's the remedy if you've got that? Right? I want to know if I've got this. If I got it, how did I get it? So I don't get it again, or I stay away from it. Number three, what's the remedy to it? If I've got this cancer on the inside of me, how do I get rid of it? Who here wants to go through life making Jesus Christ sick? Does anyone here, when you come up to him and saw him on the street, said, how am I doing? And he said to you, you know, you make me want to vomit. Who wants to hear that from the Son of God? Raise thine hand. Matter of fact, put rubber boots on, go outside and do it. You don't want to hear this. Is there a person in this church that's not lukewarm? Wish I had my mirror. Is there a person in this church that's not lukewarm? First question, what is half-heartedness? Before that, let's read the verse again. Chapter 3, verse 15. I know your works. You're neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you're lukewarm, or that is because you're the same temperature as your surroundings, or because you're just like everyone else out here in the world that you come in contact with, because they've infected you and you're just like them, and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. So let's ask the question, what is half-heartedness? Answer, just like the word suggests, using half of your heart. It's going through the motions with no passion or zeal at all. Like when I was a kid, we would say grace at supper time, and it went something like this. Whichever brother lost that day had to say grace. God is great, God is good, and we thank him for our food, amen. And that was it. Or I can remember my mother's grace from 50 years ago. Lord, bless this food to our use and us to thy service. I don't remember what I had for dinner last night. But man, I remember that lukewarm prayer. I remember that lukewarm prayer every night at dinner time. Why pray over your food if you're going to do it that way? Have a little zeal in what you do. Now, don't get me wrong. We all go through these things and pray like that or say grace like that. But when that describes you,
thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Brevard's home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Welcome, welcome to Make
Your Day Count.
Oh, today, our goal here this morning